This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
And a good Friday morning to you. It's October 4th. I'm Ted Robertson, and this is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. In your headlines, Colorado business leaders are becoming a bit pessimistic, and the Springs unemployment rate is down. Colorado Springs business leaders say they're pessimistic about the economy for the first time since 2011. That's according to the Leeds Business Confidence Index. Fourth quarter index released October 1 by the Business Research Division at the University of Colorado Boulder Leeds School of Business has been in positive or neutral territory since the end of the recession. Quarterly index gauges Colorado business leaders' opinions about economic trends and how their industries will perform in the coming quarter. Panelists surveyed for the index cited concerns about trade, politics, the economy, and general uncertainty looking ahead to the fourth quarter of 2019. And in Springs jobs news, according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, our city had an unemployment rate of 3.2% in August, a drop from July's 3.4% rate and nearly a percentage point lower than the 4.1% rate unemployment rate posted in August of 2018. According to the monthly news release from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Colorado Springs had a civilian labor force of 361,256 in August, while 11,522 people were unemployed at the time. In local elections news, County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman paid a visit to KRDO's afternoon news on Thursday. Among several topics he discussed, the passing with flying colors test of El Paso County's electronic voting machines. Broerman said that the system has never missed a ballot in once in the 5 million times it has counted them. The full interview is available at KRDO.com. Select radio and click on podcasts. And Germany's foreign minister says the European Union will retaliate for new tariffs the U.S. is imposing on European imports. The foreign minister said today the EU will have to react, and after getting approval from the World Trade Organization, which will probably impose what he called punitive tariffs. The WTO opened the way for U.S. tariffs after ruling this week that some subsidies paid to French aviation giant Airbus were illegal. The Trump administration announced plans for new tariffs on Wednesday. And oil prices are up, but not enough to avoid big losses for the week. International benchmark Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate crude both up 30 cents a barrel today. Brent is up 58.01 and WTI is at 52.75. Brent is on pace to lose 6.7% this week for its biggest one-week decline since December. WTI's 6% weekly drop is its worst since July. And stocks are higher after the opening bell on Wall Street. The latest jobs report shows unemployment fell to a 50-year low, but fewer jobs than expected were added in September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is still on track for a losing week after an 800-point slide Tuesday and Wednesday. The Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 are ahead in early trading as of this morning. And the jobs report for September is adding weight to the argument that the economy is slowing a bit. Non-farm employers added 136,000 jobs last month compared to 145,000 analysts had forecast. September's number is well below the revised total of 168,000 new jobs in August. The most impressive number in this morning's Labor Department is the unemployment rate. It fell 0.2% to a 50-year low of 3.5%. And a Texas furniture business owner is betting a boatload of money that the Astros will win the World Series this year. This story coming at you because it's Friday. Jim McLenville, a.k.a. Mattress Mac, placed a $3.5 million bet on Tuesday that the home team will win the October Classic. It's the biggest single bet in Mississippi sportsbook history. Mattress Mac says he already knows what he'll do with the cash if he wins. That is your KRDO Weekly Business Cast for October 4th. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your Weekly Business Cast only on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to KRDO's Weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.